Victoria Peak. When they arrived at the hotel, they checked in and changed some money. Why do they need to change money? For what reason do they have to change money? In the UK, people use pounds and pence, but in Hong Kong, people use dollars and cents. When Jack changed his pounds, he got 11 Hong Kong dollars for £1. They took their luggage to their rooms. Then they all had a shower and put on fresh clothes. By then it was almost noon and they were feeling hungry. "I'm feeling hungry," Anthea said. "Can we go eating now?" Jack smiled and said, "I've thought about that already and I know just the place to go to. Come along." They leave the hotel and walk along Nathan Road. Where are they going to? They're going to the nearest MTR station. In Hong Kong, the underground is called MTR. "First, we need some tickets," Jack said. "The best thing to do is to get octopus cards. With octopus cards, we can not only go on all public transport in Hong Kong, we can also pay in many shops and restaurants." As soon as the Hardings have their octopus cards, they go down towards the platform. Do they walk down? No, they go down on an escalator. As in many other countries, people stand on the right side and walk on the left side when using the escalator. "In which direction do we have to go?" Jill asked. "We need a train going to Hong Kong Island," Jack answered. They didn't have to wait long. An MTR train came after just 2 minutes. The doors opened and they got on. After only 5 minutes, they had to get off again. "We are in Central now," Jack said. "We just passed under Victoria Harbour and we are on Hong Kong Island now." "Where are we going to now?" Jill asked. "We are going to the Peak Tram. The Peak Tram goes up the mountain to Victoria Peak. I know a wonderful restaurant there where we'll have lunch." They go up a very long escalator and come above ground again. They are now standing in Statue Square. It is called Statue Square as there used to be a statue of Queen Victoria here. Victoria Harbour is behind them, and in front of them is the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank building. They go through under the building and walk up the hill for a few minutes until they reach the Peak Tram station. Here too, they can pay with their octopus cards. How much do they have to pay? They pay $37 for adults and $16 for children. How much do they pay altogether? They pay $137. The Hardings walk to the platform and wait for the next tram. After a few minutes, they see it coming down the mountain. The tram stops, its doors open to let the passengers out, and then the Hardings can get on. Then the tram goes up the mountain again. They go higher and higher until they are higher than the tallest skyscrapers. They now have a wonderful view of Central and Victoria Harbour. "Dad," Anthea says, "why is it called Victoria Harbour?" When Hong Kong Island became British in 1841, Victoria was the Queen, so the harbour and the peak were named after her. They arrived at the station at 1:45 and got off. From the Peak Tram station to the restaurant, it was just a short walk. The restaurant Jack took them to was called the Peak Lookout. They went through the restaurant and out into the garden. There were tables and chairs in the garden, and a few people were having lunch already. The Hardings went to a table from where they had a wonderful view across the South China Sea. They all admired the view. "Thank you for bringing us here, Jack," Jill said. "I've never been to a restaurant with such a beautiful view before." Before Jack could answer her, a young waitress brought them some menus. "Would you like to order some drinks?" she asked. Yes, please, Jack said. We'll have 2 pints of beer, 2 glasses of mango juice, and 2 glasses of orange juice. The waitress left to get their drinks, leaving the Hardings to study the menu and admire the view. What are they going to order? Jack and Cedric would like beefsteak and chips. Jill and Arthur would like roast sausages, potatoes and beans. Cecilia would like fish and chips with a salad. When the waitress came back with the drinks they ordered, she said, Have you decided what you would like? Yes, Jack said. We would like 2 beefsteak and chips, 2 roast sausages with potatoes and beans, and 1 fish and chips with a salad. Certainly, sir, the waitress said with a smile while she was taking the order down. To take an order down means to write the order on some paper. While the Hardings were waiting for their food to come, they were chatting happily. It's very hot here, isn't it? Arthur said. Yes, and it's very humid too, Jill said. Why is it so hot and humid? Arthur asked. Hong Kong lies in the tropics, Jack said. The weather in the tropics is very different from the UK. In the UK we have 4 seasons. Spring, summer, autumn and winter. In the tropics there are only 2 seasons, the rainy season and the dry season. The rainy season lasts from May till September. During the rainy season it's very hot and humid. It often rains and sometimes there's a typhoon. In a typhoon there's very heavy rain and a very strong wind. A typhoon can be dangerous. Sometimes people are hurt or even get killed. In the dry season it becomes much cooler in Hong Kong and there's very little rain. Have you ever seen a typhoon, Dad? Cedric asked. Oh yes, quite a few, but the worst typhoon ever to hit Hong Kong was in 1962. It was called Typhoon Wanda and it was so strong that cars were blown about and even ships were blown onto land. But that was a long time before I came to Hong Kong. Wow, Cedric said. I hope we'll see a typhoon while we are here. I hope not, Jack said. If there's a typhoon, there will be lots of rain, everything will close down and we'll have to stay in our hotel. Why does everything close down in a typhoon, Dad? Anthea asked. Because typhoons can be very dangerous. Everyone has to go home and stay there until the typhoon has gone. Just then the young waitress came and brought them their food, which they all enjoyed very much. When they had all finished lunch, Jack waved to the waitress and said, The bill, please. Certainly, sir, she answered and gave him the bill. How much did Jack have to pay? How much did the bill come to? He had to pay $946. He gave the waitress 2 $500 notes and said, Keep the change. Thank you, sir, the waitress said. Why did the waitress thank Jack Harding? She thanked him for giving her a $54 tip.